This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Eyre.
Hello, Jim. We're here.
We are indeed. And want to thank everybody. Toward the end of the year, we kept telling everybody if they were going to do their Christmas shopping, to do it on Amazon.smile or smile.amazon. Either way, a lot of people did. And when they do that, you're asked what charity you want to support. And we ask you to support Catholic Radio Indy, all three words, Catholic Radio Indy. A lot of people did, and we just got a very nice check from Amazon. So thank you for everybody. You can do that year-round. That doesn't have to be just Christmas time, but anytime. And you only do it once, and then you never have to worry about it. You never have to do anything special at all. You just go ahead and order whatever you want, whenever you want it, and Catholic Radio gets a small percentage of it. Same thing with Kroger, with the Kroger reward card. If you're a Kroger shopper, you've got a Kroger reward card probably. If you go to our website, CatholicRadioIndy.org, and click on the Kroger logo, you'll be asked to pick a charity, and we hope you'll pick Catholic Radio Indy. Again, all three words, Catholic Radio Indy. And then every time you shop at Kroger, you'll never have to think about it again. You don't have to mention it at the checkout. Every time you pick up a can of beans or a loaf of bread, whatever it might be, Catholic Radio will get a percentage of it. So we appreciate everybody that has done that so far and encourage everybody else to jump on the bandwagon as well.
And Jim and I guess earlier in the year we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and if you haven't made any, one you might want to think about was obviously listen to more Catholic Radio, right, Jim?
Absolutely.
And sign up for those things.
Absolutely. That's three right
those
there.
Three. But then the other one that I was kind of pushing was to go on Facebook and find the official Catholic Radio Indy page and follow us there, and then you can be connected whenever there's stuff going on, and we try to promote other activities. Yeah. So it's just a good way to be connected to the Catholic community here in Indianapolis. And speaking of Indianapolis and doing really cool things, we're going to be talking about the Race for Vocations, which is coming up here in Indianapolis Saturday, May 2nd, 2020. I can't believe we're in 2020. And our guests today are Father Michael Kuchar and also Paul Zielinski. And welcome to Faith in Action.
Well, thank you very much. Good to be here.
And when Jim and I were actually recording another show this morning and or today, and I see a guy in a cassock with a white dog in, you know, coming in the door. I'm like, hey, what's going on? So Father Mike, what's the lowdown on that?
That would be my dog, Sister Glory. She's perfectly white, and she is a Dominican. For that very reason. But she was born the day after Christmas 2 years ago, December 26, 2017. So hence the name.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm sorry. I had to say something. I'm a major dog person. Anyone that knows me, I'm a major dog person.
Well, she really wants to be on the radio right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We got her outside the studio.
Yeah, she's walking around out there checking things out.
So we tried to put headphones on her, but
she wouldn't
know.
Yeah,
stand
we did.
For that.
Well, we're talking about the Race for Vocations. Well, what is that event? Tell us about that event, Father.
Yeah, it's a this will be our 10th or
11th. 11th.
Oh,
11th
it's the
year,
11th.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. I'm losing track of time. But it's an annual event. And by the way, speaking of New Year's resolutions, one of mine is to run every morning.
Okay.
And so I think that might be a good thing for everybody, especially as we get ready for this beautiful event. It takes place the first Saturday of May every year in the context of the larger One America 500.
Okay.
Which, as you may know, it's a 5K. And also a half marathon, 13.1 miles. So we are one team within the larger event, which has thousands and thousands of people. It's the biggest half marathon in the country that takes place every year. And so we run as a team, but we don't run together necessarily. All of the people we all wear the same shirts, which we have a couple right here in the studio. They're blue shirts with the Knights of Columbus logo, since that is our main sponsor, and we run out of under their auspices, so to speak. And so, it's a great event to promote vocations to priesthood, religious life, sacred single life, and holy married life.
So, Paul Zielinski, you are the Indiana state deputy, right, for
yes.
the Knights of Columbus. So, talk about the Knights' role and maybe your role in supporting this event.
Well, about 3 years ago, we started supporting the Race for Vocations as an organization. And the things that we do for the Race for Vocations are provide some manpower for the dinner on the night before the race, some manpower for the day of the race, and then tents and a little other financial support for the race.
So what kind of manpower is required, you know? I mean...
Lots.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, how many people race or run or participate in the event? And then how many volunteers are needed?
Yeah, last year, so the biggest one we ever had was 2011, I think. And we had 483, I think, that year.
That
is awesome.
I have to
check my records, but I think that number sticks out in my mind. Last year, we had about 350. Now, some of those are walkers, some of those are runners, some of those walk the 5K, some of them run the half marathon. So it's any of those individuals. But we have even a lot more people who will come the night before for an event. There's a beautiful mass at St. John's, which is right across from the convention center, where everybody's got to go and pick up their shirts and pick up their race packets, all that stuff, with the One America folks. And there's the whole expo going on the night before there. And so we just always invite people to, hey, go pick your stuff up and then come over for mass. And the Archbishop often will be the presider. I'm hoping our current bishop is very much a runner himself, so very much hoping that the cards will align themselves to where he could come and preside. But, you know, it's a busy time of year. But anyway, we've also got, after the Mass, there's a great, as Paul was saying, there's a big dinner. And we have different religious orders always there represented. We get the Benedictines from Ferdinand. We got Benedictines from St. Meinrad. Benedictines from Holt Beach Grove. Sisters of I mean, we got sisters from all over the place. And Franciscans usually come, friars. And so it's kind of neat because you get all these different vocations all coming together. And then you got all these young folks, too, and older ones, too. But, like, everybody who's supporting this, the kind of wide tapestry of religious life that there is in the church.
Now, is this an Arch Indy event, or is it a broader than that? Who participates?
Yeah, anybody's welcome to participate. Most of our participants typically are in the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. However, we also are linked very closely with Lafayette, the Diocese of Lafayette, because of our close proximity. And so in the past, Bishop Doherty has been the presider at the Mass the night before. And so and there's always usually some priests from Lafayette who come and participants from Lafayette who come. Evansville, the Diocese of Evansville, has been a part of it historically, and we're hoping that that will continue to where we could have some priests and laity, lay faithful, and religious from that diocese as well. So it's kind of neat because it's beyond just us.
Now, Paul, you're a state deputy. Do you get volunteers from councils outside of Indianapolis, or mostly Indianapolis, to help with the event?
It's primarily Indianapolis, primarily out of Modern Day Council, downtown Indianapolis, that supports the dinner. But we do ask for volunteers across the state. So all my brother knights, we have 33,000 of them across the state. We ask them to participate any way they can, either by prayers or financial support, or even coming down to Indy for the event.
How many volunteers would you need? I mean, if you could get all you wanted. And no one ever gets that. But
what's your dream number for volunteers?
Gosh.
So you could have roughly what, like let's just say 300 to 500 people participating,
right?
Roughly in the run, right? Then you've got how many people come out to the spaghetti dinner and mass prior?
Yeah, several, lots of their families and friends, and then lots of other people who just they're not quite ready to run or even walk, but they will definitely be there to pray and to eat, and so. That's always great. And so I don't know how many extras that would be, but we typically have a good rate turnout that night before. And so it does. It takes lots of volunteers to do the food, the serving.
Dozens of people for the dinner just by itself.
You need
a lot of hands to make it work.
So since we're talking about volunteers, we might as well give people a webpage like right now where they can, if they want to volunteer, how do they do that?
Well, I just did that today.
Did you?
I'm excited. This is my first year I can volunteer. The schedules work out so I can be at the event and volunteer for it.
Okay.
So I went to Race for Vocations, the website.
Yeah, it's racefortvocations.org.
Yep, it's racefortvocations.org. So you can go there. You can register for the race.
Absolutely.
But then you can also volunteer as well. Okay.
And a little note about registration. It tells you everything right there on the website. You just go to racevocations.org, click register, and it'll tell you. You make sure you have to register with One America 500 first, but there's a link right to it from this website. And then part two is sign up for our team. That way we know how many is
going. Yes, if you want to run.
Or walk. Right, to volunteer.
As a volunteer, just straight up you can volunteer. Absolutely. You don't have to go through the One America to volunteer.
No, you sure don't.
Okay, now, is there a deadline to register?
No, there's not. I mean, until it's full. And until the whole thing is full. Now, if you want to, I think there's a deadline coming up here early in February that is the price tag goes up.
Awesome. Okay.
Sign up, so you want to do it sooner rather than later.
Okay, so what is the cost? I don't know off the top of my head.
Nor do I.
Okay.
I always get the early bird discount because if you sign up right after you did, like let's say it's 2019 like it was last year, I signed up the next day for the next year.
Oh, gotcha.
So
you save
$20 or $30 that way. Oh. Now, it's less than $100.
Now, who can participate? Because can there be all levels of fitness, I guess? Or is this really a runner's running race?
It's not a race.
Okay,
I'm not sure what we would, even though it's called a race for vocations. It's not, I mean, some people do, they see it as a, what's that?
There's a winner, though, right?
There is.
And there's a race to heaven, right?
There is, yeah.
But you can walk.
Of course you can.
You can walk, and then the distance is either, 5K or
Or 13.1 miles.
Okay, right. So the half marathon, right?
Right.
And then you can walk, you can run,
yeah.
You can sprint.
Yeah. There's people from all ages, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, too.
You've got, last year, I think the oldest person that did it was 90, in her 90s.
Okay.
And then there's opportunities for children to be participating in some way as well.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I can't remember if we talked about this last time, and I always ask this question when we talk about a race is or a an event where there's activity.
Let's call it
a race. Can people have strollers, or is that too dangerous? Can you walk with the stroller? Do you know if that's permitted?
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Okay, I'm kind of thinking it's not. But that's
because I'm thinking, I don't think I've ever seen that.
But there are. Yeah. And I think it's because, I mean, people might trip.
Sure.
Now, how many people? So you're doing the One America
overall.
How many people are participating in that huge event? I mean, so how many people will you be running with?
Yeah.
Roughly.
Oh,
just
I couldn't tell you. It's at least like 100,000. I mean, tons. It's tons. I do know it's the biggest one in the whole state every year, or in the whole country. I'm going to try to find you a number right now.
Okay, so while you're looking that up, so for us, you know what? We need to probably take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk more about the race for vocations.
When a business is looking to expand, they say it's all about location, location, location. But what about when the church needs to expand? To stretch out and reach those fallen away, estranged from the faith, are those who simply have never heard the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then it's all about vocation, vocation, vocation. We need more people dedicated to the mission of serving the church, more priests, more deacons, more men and women of vowed service, and more lay workers willing to go into the fields. The harvest is rich, but the workers are few. Is God calling you to service? Pray on it, and while you're there, pray for more vocations. A simple request from your friends at Catholic Radio Indy.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley is in the studio with me, as well as our guest. We've got Paul Zielinski, who is the state deputy for the Indiana State Deputy for the Knights of Columbus. And we also have Father Michael Kuchar, right?
That's right.
And you are a runner, right?
I am a runner.
And I asked this earlier, do you run in your cassock?
I do not. I've tried, but it's not quite comfortable. and it's just too easy to get tangled up in it.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom part would have to be open up a little bit, you know, so you could have your big, you know, gait
That's right. That's right.
So what kind of training's involved?
Yeah.
What kind of, I mean, you're going to run, right?
A lot of people train a lot better than I do. There's training schedules online that you can say, oh, I have a half marathon in 2 months. Give me a schedule.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Oh,
so you
can, wonderful.
So there are people that are kind of organized
that
are training together.
And then there's even like, you can find schedules out there and say, I'm not very fit, but I have a half marathon in a month. What can I do? And it tells you everything. I did that a year ago this month. I ran a full marathon, my first and probably only full marathon in Disney with two other priests from Indianapolis, and it was 26.2 miles. I pulled up a schedule to help me train. It helped immensely.
Did you guys wear your priestly garb?
We did not, but we had Disney shirts with the Disney font. It said, three priests, one goal, finish.
That's awesome. So I when I was looking on your webpage, which is raceforvocations.org, I noticed there was a tab up there for a cheer block.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? What's a cheer block?
A cheer block, that's some of our volunteers, you know, would say, hey, would you please get a cheer block going? Different groups, different parishes, or different just organizations sometimes will sponsor a cheer block, and they'll say, all they have to do is just stay at the side of the road, or the side of the racetrack, someplace along the track, and hold up a sign that says Race for Vocations.
Now this is called the Race for Vocations, but to run, you don't have to be considering the priesthood or sisterhood or...
No. Yeah, a lot of people are already committed who are running. Oh, there's several young people who are not, too, but yeah.
So, I mean...
Just supportive of the
supportive
idea.
Okay.
Really, the main goal, I guess I would say, of the Race for Vocations when it was conceived 11 years ago was just to help to build a culture of vocations. Get that word out there. So when you've got 350 runners and walkers wearing these shirts with vocation all over it, and the words priesthood, religious life, sacred married life, sacred single life, like that puts it out on in front of people, and that's cool.
Well, I want to ask, since you brought it up, because I don't think many people know about this, there are people that are single for the Lord, mm-hmm. but are not necessarily a religious sister or a brother. They're just not married, but they've really kind of dedicated themselves to God. Can you talk about that? Because I know this is kind of a unique thing, I think, in the Catholic circles, whereas if you're a non-Catholic Christian, pretty much you got the vocation of marriage. That's kind of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
right.
in the Catholic Church, you got a menu of options.
Absolutely.
You know, brother, monk, sister, you know, cloister,
yeah.
single for the Lord, you know, Mary. So you got a lot of ways you can serve God. Talk about single for the Lord, because I don't think that's ever talked about that much.
Yeah, it's really not. And as the I'm the new vocations, I almost said vacations director. I would like that job. Vocations director of the Archdiocese. So it's kind of neat to walk with people as they're trying to figure out, you know, what exactly God does have in mind for their lives. And this is, it is the most unsung of all of them, I would say. But it's also very beautiful. There's been lots of individuals who have not been called to marriage and not been called to priesthood, not called to religious life, but they still feel the sense of, I want to consecrate my life to God. I want to dedicate my life to God. And it's kind of neat because those folks are in the midst, the laity are in the midst of everything going on in the world.
Absolutely.
You know, and so they have an in where they can bring the gospel in a beautiful way to where maybe a religious might not have that easy of a time doing that. I always feel like if I go let's just pick a group of construction workers or something in my priest outfit, they're probably not going to want to, you know, they might, but be like, that's weird. But if you are one of them, and you are a single, I mean, it's kind of, you see what I'm saying? Like, there is, it opens up a door there.
So you could be you're working in the secular world.
Yes, absolutely.
You're single, so you have that gift of time that you can devote. I mean, that's one great wisdom of the church, that priests are single, mm-hmm. because they can really give a full gift of self to the church, just like, you know, when you're married, you give your full self to the your spouse, you know, right. and your children. But I think that that is so undervalued, that gift of singlehood, that the church has so wisely elevated in the sense of having that as part of the vocation of the priesthood or being a sister. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, I just wanted to mention that. So with the Race for Vocations, where do people start? They want to do this. What do they go? They sign up first?
Sign up. Yeah, just sign up. And then it'll happen. Sometimes people are like, oh, if I get in shape, then I'll sign up. Or if this person does it, then I'll sign up. Or if they just sign up. And then it will happen.
So I want to talk a little bit about the dinner ahead of time. Walk us through what happens. When there's a mass first.
Mass is at 6:30.
Okay, and this is at St. John the Evangelist downtown.
On Georgia Street, yep.
On Georgia.
Georgia Capitol.
And 6 o'clock. So the, 6:30. So the mass is, so it starts out with a mass, right?
Right, at 6:30. And then that mass is, we have lots of religious in there, lots of laity, lots of married people. It's just beautiful mass.
But doesn't it start out actually before that because they need to go get their stuff over at the...
Yeah, you want to do that
at the convention center. So, like during the day, is that what happens with everybody? Friday, they go pick up their packet, their number, their T-shirt,
and they're open all day Friday.
Okay, yeah. So sometime on Friday, they go get their stuff if they're a runner, right?
Right.
And then they could go over to St. John's, go to the mass 5:30.
Right.
And that's a Friday.
Absolutely.
May 1st, and then the spaghetti dinner. Now, are you making the spaghetti, Paul?
No, I'm not a cook. Our brothers at Modern Day Council, they do the cooking all together, and they've done a great job for several years now.
So do you need to register for the dinner? Let's talk about that. Or how does that work? Is there a donation that you make, or do you pay when you get there?
There is a when you sign up for the Race for Vocations team online.
Uh-huh.
Or that we also have paper forms too.
Okay,
that,
right.
That and you certain can parishes will hand out to everybody in the narthex after masses or something. But there's a little box on there that says, I plan to attend the spaghetti dinner the night before.
Okay, so if you're going to go to that. Now, what if you are not going to the race, but you just want to go to the spaghetti dinner? Should you RSVP to someone that you want to go to the dinner?
I would say just use that registration form, put your name down, and say, I'm going to the spaghetti dinner.
Okay.
Because there's a comment box where you could just say that.
So now, how did you happen to get a bunch of vocation, I guess, because it's the Race for Vocations, right? That's why you have all those people there. So what happens then?
We're really blessed in this archdiocese, by the way, but in the whole state too, even more so. I mean, there's all over the place. We've got several different religious orders.
We do.
Right here in our own backyard. And we've got Benedictines, we've got Dominicans, we got Franciscans, we got consecrated, we got all these different types of groups too. So we're very blessed with the richness of the religious life and vocations here in the Archdiocese. And so we invite all of them, and most of them do come.
So if someone was listening and they were thinking, you know, maybe where do you start with discernment as it relates to a vocation, whether it's, you know, I mean, everyone's going to have everyone has a vocation. It's just
that's
which one is it?
That's the slogan on the shirt. Absolutely.
So where do you start? You know, and I know that you, in your role, you are primarily focusing on the priesthood.
Religious
vocation. So, but everyone really needs to be discerning what
absolutely.
God's calling them. What do they, how do they start with that process?
It's got to be rooted in prayer and that real, first of all, I think that realization, as you said, like, I have a vocation, that God made me for a purpose, that I'm not an accident, and that God has a plan for me. And then we start to figure out, okay, God, what is that plan? And that largely happens in prayer. It happens as we deepen our relationship with Jesus, that we would kind of figure out, okay, I'm feeling a tug in my heart in that way. And then you go try something out. You know, you might go talk to a priest if you're feeling that tug to the priesthood or to the religious life of some type. You just, where you follow the tugs of your heart that begin in prayer. And God gives us a lot of holy, good people in our lives, and sometimes they can be great inspirations to us. And then we could.
Or they say, you know, you'd make a great priest.
That, the invitation.
I gotta,
oh, yes.
We have about I don't know, 2-3 minutes left. I have to ask you, because I don't remember if we've talked about this before, but when did you get a sense that you were being called to the priesthood?
I kind of had an idea when I was a little kiddo. But but then I just kind of didn't really want much to do with it for a long time. I was
like, how little? Like,
I remember playing Mass when I was probably about 5 or 6.
Oh my
gosh. Get all my G.I. Joes, all my stuffed animals, all my Power Rangers, all those guys.
Yeah, they were at
they
Mass,
were the
right?
congregation. My brother and I took turns being priests, and the other one was the lector.
did your brother end up being a priest as
no,
well?
No, he did not. He's got 5 kids. He's 2 years older than me. It's wonderful.
Well, he comes to your Mass, right? He was one of the G.I. Joes out in the audience there. Okay, so what would you say for people in terms of encouraging them to come out to this event? You don't have to run. You can come out.
You don't have to.
You can just come and show your support, right?
Absolutely. I would say it's all we would encourage that if you can walk, can run the 5K or the half marathon, please, that'd be great. But if you're, hey, I want to support that in my prayers, come to Mass, come support in any way, keep us in your prayers, and volunteers with things. If you're thinking, man, I don't know that I could walk 5K, but I could definitely help with the food, please let us know.
Paul, you going to say something there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's our job, is to be out there and support the vocations, you know, to be a witness, to say that this is a great thing, that we have a vocation to serve God and support our brothers, our brother who are priests, our sisters who are sisters, you know.
And I know the Knights have been doing this for quite some time now, so this is just one more venture that the Knights are really supporting in helping to foster vocations. So maybe could you give us, so now again, if you want to register or you want to volunteer or you want to go to the spaghetti dinner, where do you go?
RaceForVocations.org.
RaceForVocations.org. Jim? Oh, and we want to do a blessing. Could you do a
Absolutely.
Blessing over our audience?
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May he make his countenance fall upon you and give you peace. May God bless you now and always, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, our guests, Father Mike Kuchar and Paul Zielinski. Thanks so much for being our guests, and we'll be running with you, maybe, right, Jim?
I hope so.
You gonna run?
Not me.
I'll sign you up.
God bless you.
Bye.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.